Hello and welcome to the KO Knockout Podcast. Today we sit down with Joanna McGinley, Vice President at PitchBook, who prides herself on working in a mission-driven company and wants all women thinking about a career in the market to know you are welcome here. The number of female leaders is growing, and Joanna is making an effort to celebrate and shine a light on these women. Please enjoy.
We are here because as women in business, we don't want to walk alone on our path to success. We believe that by teaching and supporting one another, we can gain the knowledge we need and build a community where we belong. We are the Knockouts, women who champion other women and see every obstacle as an opportunity.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. This is Lindsay Burton, the host of the Weekly Knockout. And we have here today Joanna McGinley. Joanna, welcome to the Weekly Knockout.
Thank you, Lindsay. Great to be here.
Joanna is a leader at one of our favorite partners, PitchBook, which has recently been acquired by Morningstar. And I can gush about PitchBook. I don't know Morningstar as well, but PitchBook has been the best partner for the KO Conference Series for years and years and years. And we're truly honored that you guys would take the time and come talk to us on the podcast.
It's a pleasure. And it's been wonderful partnering with you over the years. So a great mutually beneficial relationship for sure.
Well, I'm excited to hear more about your background because you have been with Morningstar for almost your entire career. Is that right?
That is right. Unbelievable, right? These days?
It's probably not that uncommon, but it is kind of it's a credit to the firm that they're able to keep you interested over, multiple cycles. I'm sure you've had opportunities. You know, what has that been like? How have they kept you interested and what kind of roles have you had over those years?
Yeah, well, you know, I started at Morningstar, you know, way back when, I just graduated from college. I had studied business and I was, you know, trying to figure out, okay, I've studied business. What does that really mean I ought to do? And, you know, this was so long ago that the way you found out about jobs was you looked in the newspaper listings and I had seen this listing for an account manager at Morningstar. And I wasn't familiar with Morningstar. I was new to Chicago. And my dad happened to be a do-it-yourself investor. And he said, Morningstar, yes, it's the company with the ratings. You have to go apply there. And I did. And I met these wonderful women who were starting up this new account management function at Morningstar. I didn't know too much about the investment industry, but I really liked the people I spoke with. I knew it would make my dad proud. So I was like, well, this will be a great first job. And, one of the things that really struck me in my early days at Morningstar is that it's a very mission-driven company. Morningstar's mission is to empower investor success. And it was something that I could really stand behind myself, particularly seeing, you know, how impactful it had been, you know, to my dad to have access to this data. So that was something that made me feel good about working at Morningstar, along with, you know, really enjoying the work and enjoying the people I worked with. So over my tenure, you know, I worked in, you know, a variety of client-facing roles, managing accounts, introducing sales to Morningstar. I led our first sales team at the company. I moved over to some product management roles. I thought, actually, as we started to become a little bit more disciplined around how we packaged up our offerings for the market, we introduced more product management in the company. And it was actually great to be able to bring the client's perspective to how we think about products. So I did that for a while. Morningstar just grew and grew. And I think that's part of what kept me interested and kept me there is as companies grow, present new opportunities, you know, it was an opportunity for, you know, my own professional development and my own growth along with the company. So, you know, that was really exciting for me. It sort of kept things new, kept things challenging, but also had, you know, the benefit of, you know, a great group of people and that sort of familiarity you have around, knowing how people work and knowing that it's a culture that you support and feel good about.
OK. promise not to ask you too many surprise questions, but tell me about the two women that you first worked for. What were they like? I mean, are there any lessons that you learned from them that you carry with you today?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I keep in touch with them. So all of these many years later, actually both of them have gone different directions. One went on to work at other companies like Morningstar, but moved abroad to do so. And one decided to step back a little bit from the workforce, to spend a little bit more time with her family. So both went in very different directions. I think, a couple of things that I took with me from those early days. One, they were very patient with me. I never felt, and this is something that I really have tried to in my role as a manager or as a colleague to sort of bring with me, always taking the time to answer that question or to make people feel that what they're trying to work through is important. So that was something that they really imparted upon me and I try to bring with me. And I think generally speaking, we spend a lot of time with our work colleagues, right? They were wonderful people to work with. And I continue to work with a wonderful group of people, some of whom you have worked with on the PitchBook sponsorship and conference side of things. But I continue to work with a wonderful group of people. And I think that's part of what keeps me motivated, energized, and ready to get after it every day.
So what advice do you have for the young women? It's worth saying you've in the midst of all of these career changes, you've raised a family of your own. You have three children. They're starting their careers. Would you advise for them to take a similar path? What about, do you advise for them to go into finance? Do you think the opportunities are there? What are kind of some of the things you're telling people who are starting to think about their careers right now?
Yeah, well, I think in terms of, let's start with finance and let's even narrow that down to private equity. I have been working at PitchBook since Morningstar acquired PitchBook. So a little more than 5 years now. I think for women thinking about the private equity space, the message that I'd have for my daughters is, and for any other women thinking about this area of the market is, you're welcome here. This market has historically probably been a little bit more male dominated. I see more and more women actively engaged and growing their careers. I see that all around me here at PitchBook. We have a number of rising female leaders who are doing great things. And then I see that, in the industry at large. For the last few years, we have put out our all-in report where we share stats on women founders and women investors. And, while the numbers are still pretty small, we're trying to shed light on this to really encourage more women to take part in the private equity market. We've seen a growing pool of female angel investors, an increase in female GPs, went from small to not quite as small percentage-wise. We've seen studies that show that female founders seek out female investors particularly. So the more female, check writers we see in the industry, the more likely we are to see, more female founders, more women in the industry. So that's something I really think about, women particularly, can they see themselves in a career in this space? And the answer is yes. I think it's, when I look at PitchBook's role in publishing research, like the All-In report, it's really incumbent upon us in this industry, when I look at this podcast series, to really help women understand that there's a place for them. So that's something I really try to impart upon my daughters and my son, that he should see that this is a place where gender really shouldn't matter in your ability to enter an industry. So that's what I would say to people thinking about contemplating a career in this area.
So on the data side, I started this company 10 years ago, uh-huh. and I feel like anecdotally, just the number of women has exploded. But then I read the reports and it's a similar percentage as it was 10 years ago. Is it that the entire industry has just exploded? And so the number of women is growing. It's just growing kind of maybe not faster than the whole industry as a whole.
Yeah, I think it's growing in lockstep. I mean, specifically in terms of female GPs, you know, from 2019 to 2021, that percentage has moved from 12% to 15%. So, you know, while the overall number has grown, there has been a slight shift in favor of some growth among more women. So that's a positive, but that number is still relatively small. You know, I mean, one thing that I can point to is that there's KO, there's the work that PitchBook is doing and others, is I think that there is more of an effort to spotlight women in the industry. And, you know, so I hope that across all of our efforts, we can see those numbers continue to rise. And that maybe is what, you know, you're referring to as you've seen, you know, more women and more attention to women in private equity.
Yeah, I know I have a huge bias just because everything I do is centered around women. So it might just be, you know, the amount of people that I talk to. But I do see a lot of positive trends. And often I think the industry, the numbers don't change. And I wonder if people get discouraged. But I just have a very positive outlook on this.
Yeah. And, you know, one other stat that it's worth pointing out is that female founders exit faster and are at higher valuations. So, you know, we can just leave it at that. But
that's really exciting. So tell me a little bit about your role at PitchBook right now. Like, what are you doing? What are you excited about? What are you guys working on?
Yeah. You know, so we're doing a lot of really interesting things at PitchBook always. You know, as I mentioned, I've been at the company a little more than 5 years. I came from, you know, Morningstar focuses much more on listed companies, on mutual funds, maybe a little bit more of the retail market, which is a really interesting place to be. I didn't know much about private equity. I joined PitchBook, really focusing on best ways to integrate public companies and private companies from a data and research perspective, really sort of looking at trends in the market and seeing that, you know, there's a convergence across public and private investments from an investor's perspective, and how can we, the combined, you know, Morningstar PitchBook solution, you know, really meet that market need. This gave me a chance to get to know the private equity market a little bit better myself, and I will say it is a fascinating market. And, you know, something that I'm super passionate about is working at a company that's as innovative as PitchBook is in an area that in and of itself is very innovative and changing rapidly. And, you know, maybe I'll give you, you know, a quick example of innovation that's been interesting to me that isn't too technical in nature, but, you know, there was a feature that was released on the PitchBook platform on our software shortly after I started, you know, and I was sort of poking around and saying, you know, I've got to really get to know this market better. And basically it's sort of a heat map of sorts that showcases emerging technologies, new verticals in the market. And you can really do a deep dive on these industry verticals. And I discovered things like sustainable fashion, edible insects, indoor farming, and, you know, all these pioneering companies that are doing these really interesting new things. And, you know, when you look at the, you know, a Vanguard index fund, you saw a list of like publicly traded companies, and it was sort of like, great, okay, good to know. And, you know, here, you know, private equity and venture capital opens up this whole new sort of perspective on what is going on in the market at large. And, you know, really seeing this innovation, not just at PitchBook in our own processes and really constantly evolving our data and our product, but also sort of the market in general. So, you know, that's been, you know, super interesting for me.
I can just feel the wonder that you are expressing right now. It's my favorite thing about private equity is just the imagination, the possibilities. It's fun, isn't it?
It's amazing. And, you know, you asked me about, you know, how I, you know, work with my kids or think about my kids. And, you know, so when I can go home and I can say, all right, let's learn about sustainable fashion and let's pull up some companies that are doing this. It's like, it's actually a way for me to tie, you know, my work to things that they're interested in. So, you know, that's been a really a nice extra benefit for me.
Absolutely. And I truly believe that there is a place for everyone in this industry, whether you are an operator building a company in sustainable fashion, whether you're a creative, obviously, or you have sales talent, or, you know, you love people and connections, or you're a numbers geek. I think a lot of people just think it's for numbers geeks, but it's not. It's really, there is such, and PitchBook, like, you guys do such a great job of exposing some of these industries and spending time on some of these niche areas that maybe people don't realize, you know, space tech or whatever. I always like get
very
excited
good
about your reports.
Yeah.
I can't nerd out with you enough on the great content you guys put together. Okay, so tell us what's next. I mean, it sounds like you're still learning about private equity. This is deeply interesting to you and you're not done with your journey here, but, you know, how are you staying excited and what's giving you energy right now? Are you, you know, working on yourself in any way to kind of get you to the next level?
Yeah, well, I think that's a constant evolution. That's a constant work in progress. One of the things that I have been focusing on, you know, in terms of my own career development and also thinking more about some of the younger leaders at PitchBook, at Morningstar, and, you know, at large in my network is, you know, really being aware of, you know, my own style and embracing my own style and really figuring out, you know, in terms of how I participate professionally, you know, where I have work to do and where I have some ability to sort of leverage my strengths. And, you know, I have, you know, really spent some time looking at, okay, where do I have challenges? You know, behaviors are hard to change, you know, personality traits are, you know, they're yours. You know, so really looking at, okay, what are some things that are hard for me where, you know, I can grow? And, you know, thinking about, you know, I like to be prepared. I like to be prepared. I like to feel pretty confident that I know what direction I'm going before I start, you know, and this really can have, you know, implications across like day-to-day stuff, like walking into a meeting and thinking, I want to make sure I have an opportunity to speak up here. So what do I do when I know that that's something that I have to work on? So like spending the time to think, okay, this is an impactful meeting. I'm going to spend a few minutes before this meeting and I'm going to jot down a few points I want to make sure I am in a position to make so I'm prepared. So sort of working with where I have challenges, thinking about things that I'm, you know, more strategic or bigger picture level, you know, what do I want to do in terms of my next role? And how do I need to be more proactive in, you know, communicating where I want to be? And so I have to prepare for those things. And so I've been doing that. And then, you know, sort of on the other hand, thinking about, you know, places where I'm sort of more naturally comfortable, you know, fostering good relationships, you know, being a good listener, you know, creating a bridge across teams, you know, that has been my role at PitchBook, you know, really creating a bridge across our Morningstar teams on the, you know, public company data and research side of things and our PitchBook teams on the private company side, and really not just bringing the data and research together, but bringing those teams together to work collectively towards a unified goal. And so really sort of recognizing, okay, that's an area where I can add value and how can I do more of that? So I think, you know, sort of my own journey, it's, you know, an evolution, not a revolution, but, you know, keep going and really try to work on areas that I know I need to work on, but also try to take advantage of those areas where I hope I can add some value.
The gift of being able to bring teams together, is there an example of how you do that really well? Like, or how did you know that that was one of your unique gifts?
Well, okay. So I'll preface this by saying you probably should ask the teams if I do it really well. I enjoy doing it and hope that I can add value that way. But, you know, I think I naturally like working as part of a team. That's something I know about myself. You know, you can work in an individual contributor role or you can work in a management role, but you can still work on a team, within a team, across teams. And I really enjoy that. I like working with people. I like sort of aligning goals and objectives. And I, you know, I have seen that there can be misses. People can have the best of intentions in their work. But if you don't have that alignment to start, you know, you can get off track unintentionally. So I think, you know, over time, and I've probably learned this through trial and error, right? Thinking I was working towards what I thought was the right thing. And this other team thought that it was, we were working towards something else, you know, so probably some trial and error, but really just enjoying doing it.
That's such a gift. And I think it's wonderful that you can articulate that and own that and know that that's the genius that you bring to your team. I love it. Especially as Morningstar grows and PitchBook grows, and it's going to become more complicated and there's going to be more players and stakeholders, and it just never ends. It's just a
constant that's right.
integration. So that's so critical. Anything you're currently nerding out about? This is one of our favorite questions. We love our nerds on this podcast.
All right. Well, one thing that, you know, I call this a new skill, that I learned to do. This was actually during the pandemic when, you know, everybody was sitting at home and a lot of family time, is I had one of my kids teach me the piano. So I had never learned to play the piano. It just wasn't something that my parents had introduced me to. I probably am not very musical. I'm not very musically inclined, but you know, my kids had all had piano lessons and we had this piano sitting in our living room. And, you know, I think first year into the pandemic, one of my kids and I decided we're gonna learn some Christmas carols and we're gonna play some duets and we're gonna plan for the holidays. And so she taught me how to read notes. She had to write down the letters on the sheet music. We started from scratch, and I had to really learn where the keys were. And so this was such an interesting experience for me on so many levels. I mean, one, it was a complete role reversal, right? You know, it's spent so much time thinking about trying to, you know, tell our kids what to do and how to do things and being the teacher. And I had to tables were turned and I became the student. And it was an exercise in patience for her, for sure. Because again, I not musically inclined. It was really interesting for me to see her teaching style, to let her be the teacher. I think it was good for our relationship.
What is she like as a teacher?
She is more patient than I am, for sure. So I actually felt like I was like, I can learn from her in a number of different levels here. But it was a great experience for me. And I actually really enjoyed it. Once I got sort of through the challenge of understanding how to read the notes, I found that I actually enjoyed it. I made a habit of doing it each night, of practicing on my own. And it was really, it was an interesting experience to learn something brand new sort of at this stage in my life. So I'd really encourage everybody to, you know, not necessarily pick up piano, but not be afraid to try something new. I'm a risk averse person and it was a gentle way to ease in, but it was a great experience.
That's a beautiful story. I mean, very special. I've just, every time you play the piano, you're going to think of your daughter, and wow, that's amazing. Is there a mantra that guides you, Joanna?
You know, I'm going to steal from, one of our core PitchBook values, which is focus on focus. And, you know, prior to my time at PitchBook, I didn't use those exact words, but the same sentiment, you know, maybe again, going back to, you know, sort of self-awareness, it is really easy for me to get distracted. I mean, by both big and little things, you know, so you think about you're working on a project, you've set aside a block of time, you know, you see that email subject line come across or your phone vibrates and, you know, I immediately go to, let me take a look at that. Or even thinking about sort of bigger things, surely there's value to being opportunistic, and, you know, new opportunities come across our line of sight all the time. But, you know, really focusing on what I am trying to get done. So, you know, I think about this, you know, across the little things, also across the big things. Like I have handy my objectives, what I'm working towards, to remind myself, as that next, shiny new thing makes its way, across my email or wherever it is. Hey, let me do sort of a gut check. Is this going to help me move forward on my objectives, or is this a distraction? And you know, of course, you know, sometimes some of those opportunities are worth taking a look at. And so certainly not to dissuade anyone from doing that. But for myself personally, I have to remind myself all the time. And I think, the pitch book value focus on focus is a really concise and accurate way to do that. And so that's something that I say to myself, I remind myself, I make sure again that I have what I need to see in front of me. What am I trying to do, today, this week, this quarter, so that, I keep working towards that goal.
That's awesome. I'm going to borrow that one for sure. and PitchBook, I mean, I think it's awesome that you're able to even articulate your company's core values. That's so rare. Usually it's just up on a poster somewhere, but clearly it's the kind of firm where that is integrated into the culture. That is awesome. Doesn't surprise me. I mean, I'm going to gush one more time though. PitchBook has just been the greatest partner. I think it really democratizes the ability for women who are interested in private equity to be able to do research, find out where the LPs are, find out what the industry trends are, to show up, be in a directory. So even if you don't have the network that maybe some others do, you're there, you're labeled, people can find you. I just think it's been an amazing tool. And I think we owe a lot of the changes to the transparency and efforts that you guys have made. So I just really want to thank you for your partnership.
Great. Well, right back at you. We appreciate your partnership. And I think that this podcast series is a great way to continue on our trek to, illuminate the opportunities that are available to women, particularly in private equity.
All right. Well, next time we chat, maybe we will get more into the edible insects, because I think that is a fascinating topic. I've tried to get my boys to eat chocolate grasshoppers multiple times, but not successfully yet. But there's so much fun, so many fun topics within private equity. We would love to have you back and explore some other things. But thank you so much, Joanna. This was fun.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this conversation with Joanna McGinley. She is extremely passionate about working at an innovative company and has found that with PitchBook. Innovation inherently leads to progress, and the best way to stay the path is to surround yourself with a great team, find a vision, and focus on focus. We'll see you next time.